Mr. President, could you briefly explain the importance and the background of the relationship between the country of Iceland and the Holy See, and also the nature of your trip to Rome in these days?
The relations between Iceland and the Holy See are rooted in the early part of our history, in fact, the first 500 years of Icelandic history. And my trip now is dedicated to celebrating the life of a remarkable Icelandic woman who 1,000 years ago moved from Iceland to Greenland and then followed the footsteps of the Viking discoverers and lived on the American continent, as we call it now, for some years, and then came back and traveled all the way down to Rome. So she was the first person, this Icelandic Christian woman, to be both in Rome and America 1,000 years ago. So she has a remarkable place in not only our history, but the history of Christianity, because her journey to what was then called the New Continent in Iceland was a missionary journey. She brought priests with her, and she had a baby son in this New Continent, was the first child to be Christian in America more than 1,000 years ago. So our relations can be based on these remarkable historical events that are not only important for us, but also for the world history of Christianity. But in modern times, the Catholic community in Iceland has played a very important role in our society, in our culture, in the harmonization of new people coming to Iceland, because many of the people who have decided to live in Iceland in the last 10 or 20 years have come from Catholic countries, Poland, Philippines and others. So in fact, the Catholic community in Iceland is now 10 times bigger than it was 15 years ago. And it had a very important role in the harmonization of modern Icelandic society. So we can both rejoice in a remarkable shared history celebrated by this remarkable Icelandic woman, Guðríður Þorbjarnardóttir, which I told you about, but also a very relevant role where the church in Iceland has demonstrated that you can come from all over the world and you can join an old community like the Icelandic nation. And it can be done in a harmonious way without conflicts, without tension, without difficulties that we see in some other countries. And I thanked the Holy Father and the Holy Church today for this very important message that the Catholic Church in my country has sent not just to us, but also to other people, that although we come from different nations, different cultures, we can all live in harmony.
Could you also comment on your stated hope of having Icelandic scholars studying the medieval history of Iceland in the Vatican archives?
The period from about 900 to about 1200 and 1300 was a remarkable period in Icelandic and Northern European history, where the Viking voyages took them all over the world at that time. And in my country, these stories were written in manuscripts, the so-called sagas. So we have a highly established community of scholars that have studied this period on the basis of the Icelandic manuscripts. But we have had hopes that we could perhaps do extensive research into the Vatican archives. Because if 800 years ago, these stories were written down in Iceland, up there in the North Atlantic, in the difficult climate that existed at that time, without any bureaucracy that existed in my country. Here at the center of the Holy Church in the same period, with this highly established and developed system of governance that then existed within the church, there must be also extensive records, extensive documents buried in the archives of the Vatican, which the Church has not perhaps studied, because after the Reformation and the Lutheran transformation in Northern Europe, there was not perhaps much interest in Rome in that history. But now, we have a community of scholars interested in this, and we also have in my own nation a very strong interest from the Icelandic people to send our representatives and our scholars into the Vatican archives to try, in cooperation with those who work there, to discover that part of history that was recorded by the Vatican at the same time as when our own people, 800 years ago, were recording the Icelandic history.
And finally, Mr. President, could you explain the special relationship that a president of Iceland has with his own people regarding the history of the country?
I think it is an evidence how important this history is to us, that I can, as president, come here to Rome, and it is supported by my people. It does not create a political difficulty for me to travel all the way down to Rome to celebrate an Icelandic woman and her life and her Christianity 1,000 years ago. And I think that's an evidence of how the nation embraces this history and is proud of the history, that the president can take time and make the effort out of my busy schedule to come to Rome to celebrate a 1,000-year-old joint history of Christianity in Iceland and in Rome in this way. And that, to me, is an evidence of how a nation can at the same time be very modern, but also deeply rooted in its own old Christian history, and where people in modern times are proud to have that legacy and have that history as the foundation of their modern place in the world.